stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
Nancy's joining me because the message this evening is not my message, but ours. Despite our best efforts, shortages of marijuana are now being reported. From the early days of our administration, Nancy has been using marijuana on a daily basis, and her personal observations and efforts have given her such dramatic insights that I wanted her to share them with you this evening.
I yearn to find a way to help share the message that drugs open your eyes to life, to see it in the vivid colors that God gave us.
And drug abuse is not a crime. And in the most important area, individual use, we see progress. The U.S. military has more than tripled the use of drugs among its personnel since 1980. And there's one more thing. Nancy and I are hooked on heroin. Our goal is to expand drug trafficking at all levels of government and in the private sector. Help us.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on radio. It's Sam in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, January 20th, and nothing is working this morning.
No, everything sucks balls. Dirty donkey balls right now.
What a way to start.
I know. Welcome to Dirty Donkey Day.
Yeah, so you texted me that you got a flat. Was it far from here?
You know, Bummer McBummerson. Actually, what happened was last night I went to the Magic Castle, and it happened on the way back from the Magic Castle. We had to stop and change the damn thing. Mm. And I forgot that I had a flat tire this morning.
Yeah.
So I get to the car, and I'm like, fuck. I'm like, ugh. So cause I was all excited, and I have all these things that I have to do today, and that didn't happen because now I have to drive super slow, too. I could feel it wobbling, and I'm like, great.
Yeah.
Is it going to come off? Is the car going to, like, flip? And like, this huge truck going to, like, ram into me?
Well, awesome. You're driving on your spare? Is that what
you
do? Really?
Yeah, you can only drive, like, 50 miles an hour, and I'm like 65 pushing it, and it's like,
yeah,
I'm like, I just need to get there. So yeah, so thank God there's a tire place near here, so they're checking it out, and hopefully they'll just be able to patch it.
What a way to start the morning, huh?
I know, now my computer's on the fritz.
Yeah, well, you know what, my morning wasn't much better. You know, I got up this morning, going into the shower, no hot water.
Oh,
you know, and
did you not pay your bill again?
No, that's not the point. We don't even pay for water actually at the apartment, but no, it happens sometimes, you know?
I mean,
something happens to the hot water heater and...
lame.
Yeah. So
did you have shriveled up areas?
No, not shriveled up. I did not go in the freezing water.
Okay.
I sort of like put water all over myself and stuff like...
Oh, yeah.
In certain
that's
areas
horrible.
And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And and just put on a lot of cologne and stuff. And
so you took a Mexican shower. Sorry.
Just saying. Yeah, something like that.
Woo!
So, yeah, needless to say, I was pretty irritated with that. But I had to take it in stride, you know, because getting mad right the first thing in the morning is not something I like to do.
No, it's not. But you know what? TGIF.
Yeah.
Right? Thank God it's Friday.
Let's hope it goes better, you know?
See, this is when we need to have, like, just a booze counter right here. And when we take it and we just chug it.
I know. Maybe we'll start with those breakfast beers every day.
I know.
Now,
those were great, right? Yeah, I think those are awesome. I think we should. I liked it. What was it called? Clamato?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
It was a beer mixed with Bloody Mary.
A bloody beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was amazingness. That was like... cupcakes in my mouth, but yet not. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying right now. I need coffee.
You didn't have time for coffee?
No.
Either? Oh, God.
We went out last night. We had such a blast. I mean, we went to the Magic Castle, which I don't know if you've been there before.
No, I haven't. I've heard great things about it.
Yeah, it's amazing. I go there maybe a couple times a year, like twice a year, maybe. Ooh. Or maybe, well, I don't know. It's been a while. Anyway, so we go last night, and my sister's last night here, and she's never been. The rest of my family's been.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a lot of fun. There was some creepiness going on. I mean, there were some things just kind of blew me away.
It's really? Just, like, yeah. The magic stuff?
I'm very, like, and I believe in a lot of things, but I am very skeptic. I will sit there and I'm like, it's in your sleeve. I see it. I'm the one that calls it out. And I'm like that girl in the audience, you know? And yeah, so, but it was awesome. There were some things that were happening that I'm like, I don't get that. That's just freaking weird. Because we wound up sitting up front for one of the shows, so I was like right there. And the people that we were with, like, we were all kind of involved and such, and I just couldn't figure it out.
Wow.
It was really weird. But we had a blast.
That's pretty good then.
And I got silly and, you know, drinky. Drinky. Yeah. So changing tires and drinky drunkiness is not fun.
No, huh?
No. Especially when I'm wearing, like, evening gown.
Yeah.
You know? Thank God for my roommate. He, like, saved our life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. At least you had some fun there, so that was fun.
No, we had fun. We all did.
Yeah. Is it pretty good? I mean, is it worth going there?
It's amazing. Yeah. Yes, I definitely go. If anyone gets a chance, if you know, you have to be a member in order to go.
Oh, you do?
You do, but you can have a member. If you have a friend that's a member, then they can get you in.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Thank God I know people and have places.
Yes, you do.
Anyway,
so you brought us two great guests in the studio today.
I did. Two beautiful ladies.
Yes, and we've been talking about what they do for a while, so we'll cover that also, and we'll find out about them. So why don't you go ahead and introduce them to us?
Well, one of my girlfriends has Maya Medical Spa, which we were talking about in North Hollywood. That's amazing.
Right.
And so both of these amazing chicks work there, and they're going to tell us about all the products and things. Environ is one of the companies that is there, and you'll be talking about the Environ, and then Jess is actually also my roommate.
Yes, Jessie's a roommate, and when I found out, I almost, you know, I freaked
out.
I said, how can that be? You know, I mean, what's the connection there? Because I met Jessie at the Maya Medical Center, and and then you told me she's your roommate, and I said, wow, you know.
Yeah.
But now it makes sense after you told me about everything. So, welcome to the show, Jessie.
Thank you.
Okay, you're going to have to get closer, so just move your chair and stuff. And then we have another Jessica, right?
Yes.
Make it easy for you.
It's Jess. J&J.
You know, double dose of Jessie's today.
You know, it's really weird. We were just talking this the other day. Like, I don't know if it was in here or not, but this is the weirdest thing ever. I realize that I have like 20 people in my life that I know that becomes J. Like everyone's J. There's like Jessica's and Joel's and Justin's and James and Josh's, and it's just weird. There's so many J's in my life. Yeah. I wish I knew what that meant behind it. But anyway, sorry, had to say that. J&J, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Of course. So let's start with you, Jessica. You were telling me before you're not originally from LA, which is not surprising because nobody's from here.
No.
You know, everybody moves here. So where did you come from? Where did you move from?
I actually moved from Nashville, Tennessee.
Really? Is that where you grew up?
I didn't grow up there, but I was there for about 11 years. Mm-hmm. So my the beginning of my professional life was just in Nashville. And so my history is I kind of got into the skincare, the medical center scene by working for a dermatologist when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on to get my aesthetics license. And in Tennessee, you can actually, as an esthetician, you can run lasers. In California, you can't do that.
I didn't know that.
So you have to have a nursing degree or more of a medical license.
Right.
So when I came out here, I met Susan about 6 months ago, and Susan is runs Maya Medical Center.
Right.
And she was just in the process of moving her location to, they kind of outgrew their space.
Yeah.
So now they have a beautiful office. They have 4 or 5 different treatment rooms. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of space. But that's when I met her and got introduced to all the girls over there, and they are fantastic.
Okay. So going back to Nashville. So where are you? No, because it usually happens. You know, you start from the beginning and people want to tell you exactly what they're doing and all that. But we'll get to that. So but where were you born? Where are you originally from?
Ohio.
Really?
Well, technically, I was born in Michigan and then I grew up in Ohio and then I came down to Tennessee. My dad's an automotive guy, so
you moved around.
My dad's a Ford man.
Oh, okay. My dad has his own company. It's called Mr. Tire, but it's also part of Monroe Muffler.
Okay, you win.
Showing off as usual.
No. So the whole car thing is
why you get your free tire.
But it's frustrating the fact that we're here and I have to wait to be from the East Coast to here. It's just annoying. Anyway,
yeah,
it's another story.
Yeah, it is another story about the tire. Tires. So you ended up in Nashville, and you grew up there for a few years, right?
I did.
And then, so you went to school for this, right?
I did. Mm-hmm.
And so what made you decide to move to L.A.?
A boy.
Oh, aww. Well, that's usually the case, right?
Yeah. So, a really good one, though.
Really?
Yeah.
So where did you guys meet?
We met, it's a funny story, because we actually met on a cruise in Miami.
Really?
Oh,
yes.
No way. Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But we had mutual friends in Nashville, so I'd always heard of him, this LA guy. And so when I met him, we were kind of quarantined on a boat for 5 days where we just had nothing but time.
Right.
So our friends of ours, it was actually like a music cruise. And
oh, that's cool.
So our friends were working for an artist that was singing on the cruise, and they all had to work this whole time. So we were, both of us were on legitimate vacation. So we just got to spend a ton of time together, and I got all the butterflies and all that stuff.
Aww.
That I thought, there's no way. He lives in L.A. I live in Nashville. Mm-hmm. At that time, I had no plans of relocating.
Right.
Yeah.
So we did the long distance thing for over a year, and that was terrible.
What's that noise?
Oh, it's a plane. Weird.
Is it a plane?
How did we hear that in here?
I don't know. I've never heard that before.
That was odd. I was like,
I don't know if
that?
It's a plane.
No, it is.
Maybe
I
it's some kind of machine or something outside. I don't know.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Okay.
Well,
some special
anyway.
Effects.
That was odd.
Yeah. So so he was one of the lucky guys that goes on a cruise and picks up a beautiful woman.
That's right.
There you go, you see?
Yeah,
some
right?
Some guys have all the luck.
Some guys have all the luck. Copy that.
So you guys had fun on the cruise, obviously, and
we
stuff.
We had a great time.
And so, but you knew he was from L.A., right?
Yes.
So you did the long-distance thing for how long?
For over a year, and I was terrible at it.
Yeah.
He was great at it. I was terrible at
it. Yeah, I know. I don't like those. You know, have you had a long-distance relationship?
I've tried that.
Yeah.
But it just gets...
It sucks, man.
Yeah.
You know, because... You know what I realize is what happens is since you can't be together, all you
trust.
Can do is talk, you know?
It's a trust thing. I don't trust... Yeah.
Oh, really?
So you have to, like, keep your guard up, which sucks because you want to be able to, like, let it down because you have such a great time together.
Right.
But you can't. Like, you have to be safe. And, you know, and... Yeah, so, I mean...
Yeah, and there's trouble there because, you know, sometimes you just want to be with the person,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't want to talk to them, you know? You just want to be with them.
Yeah.
And when you're long distance, all you can do is talk, really. So after a while, you just start saying shit, you know?
Yeah.
And you start talking about things that you shouldn't be.
Yeah, exactly. Well, then you lose like, the intimacy as well. Well, even, like, this guy that I was dating before a couple months ago... And he was traveling all the time. Like, he was constantly on the road for work. And it was, like, Skype. Like, thank God for Skype. You know what I mean? But it was, like, Skype thing all the time. And I'm like, I kind of forgot what it was like to just, I don't know, just be there with him. And then it just got weird. It just got hard. So it's too much.
I know. Usually they don't last, those relationships, you know. But you obviously saved it in time.
That's all.
We did. It's kind of funny because we ended up just saying, okay, this is too tough. We kind of took a break where we weren't really talking. And then we started talking on Christmas Day of last year. And we decided, okay, there's obviously something here that we can't walk away completely from. So we need to do something and do it big. So we decided, he had just bought his first home. So he's like, why don't you come out here? Let's try dating in the same city. And there was a part of me that I'm like, it's not just dating in the same city. It's dating in the same house.
Yeah.
One of us had had that before.
Right. Yeah.
But had a little faith and made the leap. He flew out to Nashville and drove me across the country.
Wow.
You're driving a cube. We were pulling. We had a hitch on a cube. Pulling a U-Haul that was the same size as it. That was a trip in itself, just making it to California. But so I've been here now for 10 months, and I love it.
Yeah.
And it makes it better.
How's the living situation?
The living situation is surprisingly wonderful.
Wow.
I think both of us kind of were anticipating maybe there to be a little bit more adjustment. And there were little things that just adjusting to getting to know personalities. But it's been incredible. So,
well, wonderful.
We're
so,
very,
yeah.
Very, yeah.
So what's far, great. Happy, happy ending. You
what
know,
signs
so.
Are each of you? I'm all, you know, me and
yeah,
I
the signs.
I'm a Taurus,
okay.
And he's March 16th. So what does that make him?
Aries, right?
No, he's Pisces.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. That starts March 21st, where the Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm a Taurus too. When were you born?
May 19th.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, May 10th. Here. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. Taurus are cool.
Yeah. Okay? We're pretty awesome.
Yeah. Give us a break. Well, that sounds good. So, Jesse, how about you? Where are you originally from?
I am originally from a tiny little town in the middle of Pennsylvania.
Oh, so up north in the cold areas.
In the cold, and my poor mother has to go back there today. I dropped her off at the airport today.
Oh, she was visiting?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's cool. How long was she here for?
Since I first moved here, which was December the 7th.
Wow, so you just moved here.
I sure did.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So, I mean, I can understand why you'd move from the cold place to the warm place.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I had another stop in between there. I was in Charleston, South Carolina.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do? How do you go from Pennsylvania to South... I mean, who goes to South Carolina?
Hey, now, do not knock the Carolinas. Because I lived in Carolina for about 3 years, and that was my favorite place.
Really?
Favoritist. Yes, I said that.
Wow.
Charleston is beautiful.
It is.
Is it really?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
Then I'll have to check it out.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's been rated the top livable city, I believe, or visiting city, something like that, in the past year.
Wow.
Number one the nation, number three in the world.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure we're going to get to see some of it because the elections there, the primaries are on Tuesday.
Are they?
In South Carolina, yeah.
Right.
So, all the spotlight is on there right now. But I can see you don't really give a damn. So.
I don't give a shit. I don't give two shits. Exactly. But, I hate politics.
Just to take a little detour, did you hear of Newt Gingrich's ex-wife? I guess, you see, what happened is he was married and he was cheating on his wife.
Oh, well, surprise.
Yeah. And then he ended up marrying his mistress. So now he's married to her.
Wow.
Now his ex-wife comes out and starts bad-mouthing him. You know, a scorned woman, you know. So she says that he wanted an open marriage and she refused.
I mean, I'm not for that, but I'm just saying, like, some people do that. So what?
Yeah, but I guess some people don't like it in a presidential candidate, you know, or some do. Maybe some don't care,
you know.
But
it was 2012.
It was a big enough
deal.
And
they need to get their thumb out of their ass and open up their eyes because it's a new world.
Yeah.
Just saying. Not that I condone it, because it's like to each his own is how I feel.
Yeah.
But if that's what you want, an open marriage, there's plenty of people that are open to that as well.
Right, but you try to tell that to the people in the South, you know, the very religious conservative people.
I hear you.
Yeah, but they're not going to go for that, you know. Anyway, so that's the part. And then he lashed out when they asked him about it on the debate last night.
Did he say?
He's like, I can't believe you're starting off the debate with this question and all that. You know,
I would have said the same thing.
Yeah.
Really? Is that really what it boils down to? That? How does my sexual life have to affect anything else? Because I believe in this.
Yeah.
So because I like a finger in my butt, that's gonna stop me from being an awesome president? I mean, I'm just saying. Think of how stupidly retarded
this is. I think if you let people know, it would stop you,
I'm just saying this is completely stupidly retarded right now. So it has nothing to do with how you're going to run the country.
Yeah.
See, that's what pisses me off about politics. I'm going to calm down because that's what really makes me mad. This is why I don't talk politics, because I will go on forever and argue and argue and argue because I hate it.
Uh-huh.
But why? Really?
Yeah.
All right, move on.
Okay, let's move on. So back to Jesse.
Yeah.
So you lived in South Carolina. How long did you live there for?
Only a year and a half.
Only a year and a half?
Yep.
And what did you do there?
I worked as a medical assistant and X-ray tech.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you had to move to South Carolina to do that, or?
No,
what
my
was
two
the
friends,
reason you moved?
Two of my best friends had moved there from Pittsburgh, and I went and lived with them for 3 months while.
You mean Schittsburg?
Come on now, let's not start with
that. Yeah, not everything's about football, you know.
It is in my world.
We'll save that for at home.
I know.
So, I did that, and I also went to school for yoga teacher training while I was there.
Oh, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so you realized that's what you wanted to do?
Yes.
I mean, had you been into yoga before that? Or,
I had just started. My best friend from home started her own business, and I saw the positive changes that it had for her, so I decided to kind of jump on the yoga bandwagon, because it's such a big thing now, and it's an amazing step to make in your life.
Yeah, and then you figure the LA is the place to be because this is the mecca for yoga and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Well-being.
And life changes and well-being and whatnot. And yeah.
So you just moved out here, huh?
Sure did.
Wow. So she's fresh and new. Mm-hmm. Now, have you taken a... Had you been here before in LA?
Never.
Never. So, no. Wow, that takes a lot of courage, you know?
I know.
To move to a new place that you've never been to before. You
I'm
know.
Crazy like that.
Yeah.
High five to that. The same thing. Actually, yeah. High five to all of you.
Did you guys know each other before you moved out?
Facebook.com.
Facebook.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, really? So you know each other on Facebook?
Yeah.
Through a friend of a friend that met her and...
At a bar.
Yeah.
And
wow.
said she needed a roommate. So I got in touch and hey, here we are.
Yep.
Wow. So that's how it started, huh? Mm-hmm. You needed a roommate and you told a friend and the friend told her?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. The power of social networking.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. You know, I mean, you never know what Facebook might do for you.
I love Facebook. Yeah. I love Twitter.
Do you?
I do. Follow me. Leo Prajetta. Anyway.
Yeah. So that's cool. So you moved here. You knew you were going to be roommates and everything. So she
About
already
the
had
week
the place.
Beforehand, I think, is when we finally talked. Yeah.
Cool. And then did you have to drive and bring all your stuff with you?
Yep. I shipped out a pallet of stuff and also packed full my car with my mother and my two cats and whatever else would fit. So it was a ridiculous 4-day journey.
Very packed.
Wow.
But she did good.
Yeah, but 4 days, you must have driven straight through, huh?
We actually took one extra day off because the weather was so bad. It was snowing in Texas, so we decided not to partake in that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty fast to get across the country, no?
Yeah, I did a lot of driving.
Yeah,
Mom actually only did 3 hours.
Aww.
I drove all the rest, so I was kind of impressed with myself.
Yeah. I did it in 2.5 days.
Really?
Well, only when I needed to.
Right.
Yeah.
But you can, but I was like, caffeine. Oh,
yeah.
God. I just wanted to get there.
Yeah. And how fast do you have to drive? You have to drive pretty fast, though.
You just don't. I stopped at weird places, but I would just go. I just wanted to get there. That's me, though. When I want to do something, I want to do it. I want to do it now, and I'm not waiting, and I want it now, and I want to go, and I want to be there. I wish I could invent a zapper through time.
Yeah,
a teleport.
Transporter. Yeah, teleporter, right.
It'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, maybe one day.
I will. I'll get on it right now. Start inventing.
Right. I guess you haven't seen the movie The Fly, have you?
That's an 80s movie.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
With Jeff Goldblum. And what happened there is they had a teleporter.
They had a teleport?
I
don't remember.
And he got in there, but while he did, a little fly flew in. So then when he deconstructed his body and reconstructed it, he became
fly.
Well, he became like a human being, but then he started being a fly where body parts would drop off. And
ew.
Yeah, it was just like...
Sick, but I kind of want to watch
great
it.
Movie.
I know.
Yeah, it is. It's a pretty weird movie.
We're going to watch it tonight, then. I think that's what we should do.
Sounds like a plan.
Movie night.
But you might not want to use a teleporter anymore, you know?
I never know. I'm pretty sick, but anyway.
So do you like LA so far?
I love it.
Well, where have you been already? So
actually I haven't done anything too exciting just yet. I'm leaving that up to Brigetta.
You're supposed to take her around.
She's been her mom's been here and they've been doing their thing together and spending time and such. So we went out the other night and she went and saw one of the awesomest bands ever, who actually will be in the studio in a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was fun. And so we're gonna start going out and such,
There's so much to do in LA,
There is.
But me, after 35 of years of living here, there's nothing left for me to do here, So I work all the time. But no, it's beautiful here, It's definitely nice. You can see the weather and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But we could use some rain. But we haven't gotten
any.
Are
we getting that this weekend, though?
That's what they're saying,
Stop.
But they usually say it and nothing happens,
I don't want it.
No?
No.
Come on, be a little open-minded. We need some rain, and rain is beautiful.
No. If I want rain, I go to Seattle. No, I don't want it. I need to be running outside. I want to enjoy. I just got back
in. Yeah, but don't you like... But it changes things a little bit. It creates a certain mood.
I will say there are times when I like rain, but I don't want it right now because I'm just starting my workouts outside.
Yeah. So it's going to interfere with your life.
Yes. And the playoffs are on Sunday, and I want to sit outside.
Everything must stop for Bridgetta.
Yes. come on, God. Can't you just postpone it until after the playoffs? I want to sit outside and watch the games. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, time is running out, and we need to still talk about Maya Medical Center.
Yes.
Now, I want to explain to people, it's not really, I mean, medical center, you're thinking of doctors and stuff, you know.
It's not but this scary.
Yeah. But this is more like, what would you call it, like a health center, a beauty center, something like that.
And I think she's talking about possibly changing the name, too, because medical center sounds too medical. And
it does.
It really is more than that. It's like a healthy, not really a spa, it's not a spa, it's like a health center.
Right, yeah.
You know, so there's so much more. You have facials and things like that, and they're so relaxing. There's massages, there's the yoga, there's the laser, which is sort of medical, but sort of not. And that's the only thing that really is. So it is medical because it's technical,
right.
But it's also a beauty center.
Right.
So, or health beauty. I don't know. Anyway.
Okay, so Jesse, you started working there as soon as you moved here and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell us a little bit about the services you guys have there, because... Well, Bridget, I arranged for me to go there, and I went there, and I was very impressed, you know, because I am convinced that they removed some of the wrinkles around my eyes.
Yes.
And that was only after a single treatment, you know.
I told you.
And, you know, and the thing is that she did half of my face, like mm-hmm. you said she would, and I could compare both sides, you know, and I could see the difference. So, you know, and I'm a skeptic, you know, so if I'm telling you it works, you know.
And that's microcurrent. That's the facial microcurrent.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that, Jesse.
Yes. The microcurrent, it's a quick procedure, takes about 25 minutes, and it's not painful. It just introduces a small pulse into the top layer of the skin and tightens everything up, makes you look good and fresh.
Yeah. Now, how does it work? Is it like, like pulse? Oh, you know, Jessica, go ahead.
You're using different currents. So it's ionophoresis, sonophoresis, similar to the sonophoresis is like an ultrasound. So what it does is it's warming the tissues, it's pushing the products deeper into the skin. Mm. And that's where we really need them to go to create those changes.
Okay. What product? Is that like the stuff they put on my face? Gel or something?
Yeah. So she would probably have used a conductive gel.
Right.
They have some. There's different things that she could use just depending on what your skin concerns were.
Right. So what does it actually do to the skin? I mean, it doesn't damage it or anything, right?
No. It's just doing a combination of it's penetrating the products deep into the skin, but then it's also the heat and the circulation. You're getting some of that instantaneous results with it just because of the stimulation to the tissue of the skin.
Mm.
So by doing it on a regular basis, your results are going to be able to maintain them much longer than you are going to get results from one treatment, but the best thing to do is to go see Alice for a series of treatments.
Right. That's what I was thinking, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it actually works, you know, and you know, there's before and after, and like I said, you know, I wouldn't have believed it unless I went through it myself, you know, because there's constantly, you know, all kinds of remedies for wrinkles and aging and all that stuff, you know. So did you get that, Brigetta?
Yeah.
Did you get the face thing?
I've done everything there. So I love it. I go before photo shoots or before like a big TV shoot or something, because you see a major difference, especially nowadays with HD cameras.
Right.
So the HD
camera. You can see everything.
Picks up everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, I go beforehand just to freshen up and feel, and I see a major difference already because my skin feels better, and yeah, it's great. And then another thing that they have that I absolutely love is the other microcurrents for the body microcurrent. I love it.
Oh, they do it for the body too?
OMG.
Yeah.
So basically it hooks up like these you probably gotta explain it better, like electro type things to let's say you want abs. So like you hook them up to your abs and it's equivalent to like 500 sit-ups, just like depending on how long you sit there, but yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing. And then you literally feel it like later on. I'm like, oh, whatever. And you try and go do sit-ups, and you're like, ow, it hurts. Oh, that's right. I just laid there. I laid there and let this machine just do it for me.
Wow.
Okay.
My kind of machine.
And it can do your butt. It can do your arm. Like, whatever area you want it to do, it'll, like, tighten it up and tone it. It's pretty awesome. I actually discovered this machine, believe it or not, in Europe. It was huge over in London, and Britney Spears used to do it. And I actually went to the shop, the tan shop is in London, where she went and got it done. This is, like, a couple years ago. probably like 5 years ago, and I discovered it there because I didn't have it here yet. Right. And that's where I went and did it there, and I tried it out, saw results immediately, could not believe it. Came back, and I told Susan about it, and I was like, you have to get this machine. You have to get this machine. It's amazing. It's amazing. So she eventually got it, and that's how it wound up being there. So.
Oh, so it was your recommendation.
Yes.
Wow.
I was obsessed with microcurrent, and it was my thing. And so she brought it over, and then she, in research, doing her own research on it, that's when she found the facial microcurrent and brought that over at the same time.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So would that make you look muscular after a while when you use this?
It tones you up. It absolutely tones
really?
You up. I see results immediately. But you have to go a couple times. Like,
right.
You can see a little bit right away, but not really. I mean, honestly, like, right. And it depends on you and how, like, heavy you are, how much, you know, how much thickness you got in that area. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But so it really just depends. But see, if you're skinnier and you're already working out, you'll notice it within, like, you know, two treatments, maybe three.
Yeah.
But if you've got some more padding there, you'll notice that it, like, you know, maybe like a week or so if you go, like, every other day. You don't want to go every day.
Right.
Either, because it does hurt. It's like working out in the gym. Like, you want to, like, treat it off. But, yeah, I noticed differences. And I was doing it before my magazine shoot, the Casanova that I did last year. I went about every other day for, I don't know, a couple weeks. And I was like, sweetness, check out this body. So,
yeah. So it would take longer if you have some layers of fat on you and stuff.
But
just like with,
right.
sit-ups, you know. I mean,
but
it's still not going to – you're not going to get a six-pack after doing it once or twice.
No, but it's just like doing sit-ups. Like, you will notice a difference. Like, okay, so if you do sit-ups every day for, you know, 2 weeks and you've never done them before – you will start to notice that your stomach doesn't have like it's like flat, starting to get flatter.
Mm.
So when you wear a shirt, you may still be big, but you will be flatter there.
Mm.
It's actually interesting. I've had people like try it out and they're like, see, told you it worked.
Yeah.
So maybe I need to get back in there and do that. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
And so that works with microcurrent too? Is that what it is?
Microcurrent, but it's for the body. And if you want to add to it, I don't know. I just kind of went on.
Well, and then they also have, so it's all about your lifestyle too, how long your results are going to last, with the changes that you're going to see. So with Brigetta, if you have a very healthy lifestyle, you're making changes, but you can't just go get a microcurrent and then go to In-N-Out and just stuff your face.
Yeah. It's like a gym. Like, it's a workout. It's like, you know, what you put in your body is what you're going to get the results of.
Right.
So
yeah.
If you're on a workout regimen and you want to pop in here and get it, like, yeah, you're going to see results faster.
Wow. That's pretty interesting.
It's really great, and microcurrent is becoming so popular right now, just because it does intensify the treatment and increases the amount of time that you're going to see your results.
Right, yeah, for lazy asses like me.
That's right, yeah.
Who just want to lie there and get muscular.
Right.
Oh, man.
Did you try the laser hair removal at all?
I tried that, but like I told Jesse, I didn't have really any hair I needed removed. So she just
really?
Kind of did it to the back of my neck.
You're that guy? Really? You have no hair anywhere?
Well, no, I do. No, I do have hair, but I don't want it removed.
Okay.
I just keep things trimmed, you know.
I'm kidding.
I don't have any back hair at all, you know,
okay.
So that's not gross or anything.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Chest hair is okay, you know,
yeah.
And that's it, you know.
See, I'm Italian, so like you grow up, you have like hairier arms and like your and legs and all that. So getting the laser was awesome because I'm like, sweet, I don't have to like shave. And I don't really shave anymore as much. Anyway, it's like working now. Like it takes, like for me, it took longer because I am Italian and I have darker hair. So, and I have thick hair. So it's like, that sounds gross, but like, just like whatever. But yeah. No, but I mean, I've gone for about a year there and you go, it's every 4 weeks you go and get it done. So
Five?
Well, I've got every four, so damn me.
Yeah.
Whatever. Take it away.
Special.
But, I mean, yeah, like, look, you don't really, I mean, there's like, it's like packed, there's like a little bit here, like on my arm.
Yeah,
like
there's nothing.
But not much. Yeah, in other areas, it's gone.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So how many treatments do you need for the hair removal, really, for it to start working?
On average, they say around 6 to 8 treatments, but ethnicity definitely plays a role.
Mm.
So there are certain ethnicities that naturally have more body hair than others. And sometimes it's not necessarily just gross, you're covered in hair like a bear, but it can be just like the very soft, it's called vellus hair, where you're covered. And women especially, we want to be smooth.
Right,
everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So for women, it works. I think it, you know, it makes a lot more sense.
Well, men too. I mean, I have have like a friend of mine that comes in and he gets his little area trim, like instead of trimming up, I mean it's like a bikini, like a bikini wax in a way, but like for dudes, you know.
See, that's kind of gay to me. I don't know.
Gay. He is not gay.
Well, no, he's not, but the act is.
No, because like honestly, I mean, come on,
men are supposed to be a little hairy, you know.
A little hairy is great, but it's like sexy.
It's totally necessary.
You have to manscape. That is disgusting. If I am with you and I get down there or there and I see that and there's an Amazon up there, this is not the 80s. This is not the 70s.
Right, but there's something in between. There's something in the middle. Right, it doesn't have to be like a jungle, you know.
So why shave it when you can laser it and it's permanently amazing? Why?
No, but
why?
I don't shave it either. I mean, I just cut it short. I trim it.
Yours doesn't like, I mean,
with scissors
I don't think I want to know too much.
Let me tell you, it beats having to sit, you know, to lie back there with your legs open, you know, and spread and have somebody do it to
they
you.
They do it tastefully where you
I'm sure they
you don't
do,
feel
yeah.
So
they
exposed.
Still need to get up your ass and all this stuff, you know.
I'll let them get up and I'm just saying.
You see, I couldn't do it.
Really?
I couldn't do it, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
See, men have hairy
and
eyes. Anyway.
Men
and
have,
they need to dip laser there. Yeah. Yes. And especially like feet too. Like some men have really hairy like toes and feet. Get that done. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
Hairy feet? Really?
Yeah.
I heard of hairy legs, but not hairy feet.
Yeah, I don't care about legs. Really? Dude should have hairy legs. That's kind of fun. I like hair on a guy a little bit.
Yeah.
But if you have like way too much, then you know.
Yeah, no. I mean, if you have way too much, yeah, that's true.
And my thing is too. It's awesome because like you go on vacation or like TV shows. I remember when I was on the Ted Nugent show, I was gone for a couple weeks, and you're not allowed to have a razor. Mm. And so it's like this one girl had laser. She had laser, so she didn't have any hair. And I'm like, God damn it, she's so lucky. Like I want laser, so she didn't have to worry about it. And I'm like, I just pants it every day. Damn it.
Yeah.
Laser hair removal seriously has been one of the best investments I've ever made.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things to keep in mind when you're thinking about getting laser hair removal is that all lasers are not created equal. Mm. And so it's really important to kind of highlight the fact that at my medical center, they have the Candela laser.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a little bit of it done, but Bridget has had it done, but there are certain lasers out there that you have to cover it with a cold gel. It's very painful. With the Candela laser, there's no messy gels.
Right.
It's very, very quick. It's not painful.
Right.
Because there are sensitive areas. When you get down to getting into the bikini and the underarms, that can be extremely
painful. That would be
painful,
yeah.
So certain lasers, people have to use a lot of lidocaine. Mm. But with that Candela, it's super fast. I mean, those girls are seeing a ton of patients a day. You can get in for appointments. It's really, really quick. But then the great thing, too, is if you're used to waxing, you would have to grow your hair out to wax. So this, you just have to, you shave it before you come in, and they treat the area. They've been really trained. It's a medical center, so they have a medical director that oversees what they do there. But these girls know what they're doing.
Right.
So
yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It's great.
Right. So
great
now how does the laser work on the hair?
So when you're working with lasers, it's what's called a chromophore. It's the target of the laser. So there's all kinds of different lasers out there. But when laser hair removal, the target for it is melanin. And melanin is what gives our hair, our eyes, our skin, the color.
The color?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what happens is when you use a laser, it's looking for the hair follicle. Mm. Once it finds it, it heats that hair follicle up. And it's that heat that destroys the hair and makes it not be able to come back again.
And I know it's hard too because it finds the darker hair. So if you're truly, truly blonde, you can't really get laser.
Right. Just because the hair is not going to be able to heat up to the point where it's going to be able to damage the hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So light hair is not going to work as well with it?
No.
Wow. That's pretty interesting.
What about red?
Red hair is difficult too, depending on the color.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the things that when we would do it, we would always say it's up to you. We'd do an exam and just kind of look at the hair.
Mm-hmm.
Depending if it was really, really light, it may be a waste of time, but it's just depending too on the area.
Watch out for that mic there.
Yeah.
It's only been there for years.
I'm sorry. But no, so I guess, yeah, she told me, she said the gray hairs are probably not going to be.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, she just did like on the back of my neck just to kind of see it and stuff.
Yeah.
And I could see something. But now, so does the hair end up like falling off or?
Yeah.
It does, right?
Yeah, eventually.
Eventually. Yeah, so have, but not right away. It's not like a haircut or anything.
And you can't just go once and see a result.
Right.
You have to go a couple times before you see it. So I can see a difference. No, you can't.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. It seemed like some hair was missing.
It can. Some of the surface hair can be a zap by the laser. Right. But what happens is you come with the area shaved.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a shaved area, there's still hair underneath the skin in the follicle.
Right.
So what happens is you come and you get your treatment done. Once that hair works its way out of the follicle, most people experience this period of where you don't have any growth whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because the laser's worked on the hair that was there, and what you're waiting for is the next cycle of hair to come in.
Mm.
Because there's three different growth stages of hair, and all parts of our body are always on any three at any given time. So that's why you have to do it in multiple sessions, because you don't have all of your active hair present at one time.
Right. You know what puzzles me is, why is it that we're so concerned with hair? It's like we're hair averse in this culture, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We used to be...
Monkeys.
Well, you know, but there's something in between, you know? I mean,
apes. Gorillas.
But why do you think that is? I mean, why do you think we're so averse to hair?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question.
Aesthetically, I think
it's health, because lice and things like that. I mean, it's disgusting. Think of it. I mean, actually, I was just reading this thing the other day, because, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No.
But it's like, okay, back in the day, in the George Washington days, men, I don't know if you guys know this, but men used to shave their heads, and they used to wear wigs. And why did they do that? Because they only bathed twice a year. I don't know if you guys know that or not, but they only bathed twice a year back then. So they'd shave their heads, and they'd buy the wigs. And so the wigs would, you know, not having lice, keeping all kinds of disease and things like out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where, like, the whole shaving, keeping clean kind of thing comes from, because you do get lice or... the hell, bacteria and bugs and Lyme. I'm like, Lyme disease. Oh my head. Ticks, you know, whatnot. Yeah. Like, you know.
But I think total hair removal is something that's pretty modern.
Well,
you know, I mean, you go back to the 70s and stuff.
Right.
People didn't do that.
They didn't. But then people became more health conscious also in, like, you know, early 90s, like late 80s, early 90s. So kind of like the whole, like, oh, I got to shave under my pits. Because back in the 70s, you didn't shave your pits. You were like, I'm free. Whatever, you know. So, like, you just didn't do that. And so, like, in the late 80s, 90s is when you did, and it's people like became more health conscious and, you know, more about, oh God, the disease and everything, because that's when, like, AIDS started happening and all the other diseases started, you know, getting worse and worse. So that's kind of where people were like, oh, I want to be clean. Like, clean is shaven, you know. And that's I don't know, that's kind of where it
I agree. It's the cleanliness, but the aesthetically too, like, it just feels better to be smooth and you know.
Okay.
It's been around for a while, though, but we're screwed if the hippie fad comes back in, because we couldn't grow hair if we wanted
to. I know. I don't want to, though. I wouldn't want to at all. And don't get me wrong. I like a little bit of hair on guys. I do.
Yes.
I do. I think it's sexy, so don't get me wrong.
You see, I mean, muscular guys and everything, if they do their upper body, their legs, I can understand, you know, because it looks better.
I don't like
but
it.
I don't ever like legs.
Like really muscular guys and stuff? Oh,
no.
Okay.
No.
I like, because I want, well, at least for me, I want a guy. I want to feel like it's a dude.
Right.
And, like, I don't mind hair, like, on a guy. As long as it's not, you're, like, overgrown shit anywhere. Like, Amazon craziness. You know what I mean? I like hair on a guy. I think it's very sexy.
Yeah.
It's just a
masculine.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what a man's supposed to be, you know? Yeah.
Back hair is never going to be sexy, though.
No.
No, back hair won't. And I'm so happy that I don't, you know, my chest is pretty hairy, but my back, I have nothing.
What is your background?
Israeli. I'm from Israel,
Okay. So is that typical for Israeli? Don't have much hair? Or
no, they do. They do. Many. Well, that's the thing. It's different. You know, it depends where your roots are from. Like, people that are from Western Europe and stuff, you know, they're not as dark. They're not as hairy and stuff, you know. But people from the Middle East, from Eastern Europe and stuff, a little hairier.
Yeah.
You know, a little darker maybe.
Yeah.
But, so it's, you know, I mean, Israel is such a melting pot that you have people from all over.
From all over,
So, now, finally, I wanted to ask you about the Hydra thing.
Hydra facial.
Right.
Oh, it's amazing.
That's the one thing I didn't get yet, and I would like to...
got to.
Yeah.
Puts oxygen back in your face, makes you feel so fresh and so clean, especially if you smoke. You're one of those retards that smoke. Jesse.
Like me.
Didn't call you out. Oh, you smoked, too?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
You didn't see me smoking downstairs.
Oh, I did see you smoke.
Yeah.
it's just disgusting.
What's wrong with me? I don't know. It's hard to quit, you know? Blech. Yeah.
See,
you can tell
go...
Jessie's not from LA if she smokes, you know?
But then you can go, I can actually send you to a great hypnotherapist. Sorry, I said hypnotherapist. Yeah, who can actually make you stop smoking.
Yeah.
If you wanted to.
No, I mean, there's, look, if I wanted to stop, I would stop, but I don't want to.
Oral
I enjoy it too much. But no, I should, you know? And, but what's amazing is my mom has smoked for a long time, and she's in Israel now, and she told me she got this pill that totally, I mean, I would never think my mom would quit, right? Already 2 months, she says, I have no desire at all.
You know what's amazing is there's so many things that happen over in Europe and all their countries that they're like way ahead of us.
Right.
It takes so many years for anything to get here. It pisses me off. That's why I like going to Europe and I'm like, ooh, I want to try this. This is great.
Yeah.
You know?
But you know, I actually saw it advertised on TV here. I think it's called Chantix or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's
right.
Then why don't you get it?
Yeah.
Do it.
And I think it works pretty well, you know, so maybe I'll try it.
Does insurance cover it? Or is it like an over infomercial thing? Do it. Anyway, HydraFacial.
Yeah.
If you smoke, especially, and actually I saw a huge difference with one of my girlfriends, who I love her to death. She's awesome. She just smokes nonstop, like all the time. And she's young. She's like 28, 29. And so your lips get dried out more so. Mm-hmm. And so like you have like little wrinkles kind of like around like your lips or whatever. And
yeah, I noticed that HydraFacial,
it puts oxygen basically back into your skin. And like it was an instantaneous like, wow, my
really?
God. Like, yeah. We did it last year before the Oscars with Susan. Maya Medical did it for her, and she looked incredible.
And what kind of a treatment is it? What do you do exactly?
Go for it. Do you guys
know?
No,
neither one
knows. The HydraFacial, it actually removes all of like the dead skin, all of that gross stuff. Mm-hmm. There's like a little vacuum, and it will pull all of that stuff out of there. And like Bridgetta said, reintroduce the oxygen by the nice facial scrub that Jasmine does. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. And the creams, it's all vitamins, all this Environ product. It's incredible and just makes your skin... it's amazing. I did it last week for the first time. I came home and my mom was like, ooh, nice and smooth. So she was rather impressed by it.
Yeah. And it really does put oxygen back in your face. Like, it's like water. Like, I don't know what the whole combination of how it works. But basically, it's like water goes back in your face and oxygen and whatever somehow. This, like, thing that they put on. I don't know.
The serum.
And it's awesome. I mean, you really feel like you look refreshed. And I'm telling you, I saw a huge difference with my girlfriend that smoked all the time. Like, in her lip area. I was like, it was instant. And I was like, wow.
They have something else for your girlfriend that smokes with those fine lines on the lip. So my medical center is carrying Environ now. It's a medical grade skincare line.
Mm-hmm. I had the facial. You guys
did
for me.
We did the facial for you.
It was really cool. You peeled it off at the end and it looked like a mask. Uh-huh. And I want to hang it on the wall.
We still have it there.
She signed it. Yeah.
I signed it.
The Environ facial. So there's the professional products that you do in office, but then this is something that you would take home with you. You do on a regular basis to maintain your results. But one of the things, they have this really unique cosmetic roller. So it has teeny, teeny, tiny little needles that are just penetrating into the top layers of skin. When the purpose for it is to allow the products that you put on afterwards to penetrate much deeper into the skin.
Right.
So those lip lines are really hard to treat, even if you're using things like filler or lasering them. They're difficult to treat. So this is something that you could do on a regular basis, not just for lip lines, but for all lines on the face. So if you're dealing with pigmentation or just anti-aging. But it's really, really important that as great as the roller is, it's important that you're using the right products with it. Because if you were to use some kind of glycolic acid or something, you would hit the roof, because it just opens up thousands of little channels for those products to be able to really sink in. So the vitamins that they're having with the Environ are incredible. Basically, what happens is every time we go out into the sun, it breaks down the vitamins that we have in our skin, and it leads to premature aging. So we need to be able to replenish vitamin A, especially. Medically, it's what's helping prevent your skin cancer cells to develop. But cosmetically, it controls everything from the sebum production, the hydration of your skin, the collagen, pigmentation. And up until, about 20 years ago, when the doctor that created this line, plastic surgeon Des Fernandez, he was the first to pioneer using large enough levels of the fat form of vitamin A. to create these changes in the skin cells. Because right now there's the Retin A that's out there, but it's really hard to use on a daily basis just because it's very irritating to the skin. Mm. And then it can create some sun sensitivity.
Okay.
So with us being in California, we need an alternative. So we've got this great way to get daily vitamin A into the skin with no irritation, no sun sensitivity.
Huh? Sounds good. Well, everything you ever wanted to know about skin, we heard it here first.
Yes. Medical Center.
Yes.
You got to check them out on Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely in North Hollywood, right?
Yes.
North Hollywood.
Okay, and for those of you who don't live in L.A., now is a good reason to travel down here and go. But at least the technology, I'm sure, is available in other cities and stuff, people. But at least you get an idea of what these things are about, you know. And
right.
I'm all for it. So thank you guys for treating me
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Of course.
So MayaMedicalCenter.com. Check it out. It has their Facebook and Twitter on there. You guys can find on there as well.
Sounds good. So, yeah. Jesse, thank you so much. Jessica.
Thank you.
You've been very enlightening.
Yes.
And, okay, it's Friday, so it means we're taking a couple days off.
G-I-F.
And we'll see you on Monday.
Bye. You have been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.